All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio.
Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Adventure with my sidekick, the one, the only, the Laurie, the Food News, the Laurie, Food News Jersey style girl. Hi, Laurie. The Laurie.
Good
You're now
morning.
The Laurie.
I'll take it. The boy's mine.
You are the Laurie. And I guess we were supposed to have the wine czar. I don't know. I guess he's not going to be on. He was going to be on. He's not going to be on. So I think he's on some kind of hiatus again. Who knows? So it looks like it's going to be you and me, Laurie. And we have a great show lined up today. For those that are downloading this and can't read it on the computer, we have three great guests. Our first guest this morning is going to be Lisa from, and her last name, Lisa Power, from Lisa's Rum Cake, and they'll be coming to us from Arizona. And this is pretty cool. Lisa's Rum Cake is being featured in a new reality TV show, which is something like, I guess, The Apprentice, but it's called Millionaire Mastermind, and they're being featured with that, and we'll be talking about their rum cakes and their bakery and how they got into the rum cake business and the Millionaire Mastermind. So that's our first guest. And then our second guest coming up today will be our good buddy, Chef Saber Ricci. Saber hasn't been on for quite a while. She's been busy masterminding something herself over there, and she's going to be coming on telling us what's going on in the stars and update us on some new projects she's working on. So that'll be our second guest. And then last but not least, our musical guest joining us today is Jessica Dondero. And Jessica is a country music singer from Nashville. And she's got some good music. So that'll be our lineup for today. And I've got a phone number calling in, and I can't believe it because, okay, folks, let me explain something. I just said to you a few minutes ago that our buddy, the Wine Czar, was not going to be joining us, Brian. But it looks like he just can't stay away from me. I wish he would. But
calling in.
Brian, is that you?
Hey, you know, I saw that there was going to be rum cake, and I'm like, I can't stay away from rum cake.
It's one of my favorite. I love rum cake, too. I'm excited for this lady to hear her story.
Sorry, he just can't stay away from us. That's what the whole story is.
That's
and rum cake
is
probably an incentive, too, but it's all about
you know,
us.
I was going to share a nice story about you guys, but, you know, if you're going to start in on me already, then I'm not going to be nice.
Hey, I was going to throw you under
nice.
The bus anyway. So, hey, I will say we did see Brian this past week. We went to North Carolina, and I'll fill you in on that in a few minutes. But we met Brian along the way in Richmond. And Brian, we met him at the River City Diner in just outside of Richmond. And we had
a quick hello.
Yeah, it was a quick hello.
Yeah, it's a
Too
short.
He gave us three bottles of wine and some fancy olive oil. And when somebody gives you something for free, I guess you do have to talk to them nice. So welcome to the show.
And two beautiful wine glasses that came with it. You're going to take a picture and post it.
Let me tell you, it was a very pleasant surprise when you called me to tell me you were coming through Richmond. So I quickly made sure that I could spend a couple of minutes with you, even though it was too short. And I was also surprised with an incredible cake that Laurie made that I think he needs to start marketing, because let me tell you something, that cake was gobbled up real fast. And now I'm trying to figure out how to get her to make more and just ship them to me. Get some kind of a trucking system going here that I send you wine and you send me cake.
Yes, my famous pound cake.
Well, you never know, Brian, what's up our sleeve when it comes to pound cake. And by the way, we were talking about River City Diner, and let me just say one thing about that place. If you've never been to River City Diner, it's just off of Parham Road on the 95, just north of Richmond. And they have the best, and I mean the best, potato and bacon soup that I have ever had in my life. It was fantastic.
I have to agree. I stopped myself. I was good. I had a few spoonfuls, but I knew it was very fattening. You got the bowl. Of course, I got a cup of the crab. Healthier. But it was so good and white. It was as when is potato soup so white?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's white potato.
Hey, it must have been pretty heavy with all that cream I saw in the bacon. But don't lie, Laurie. We had to drag the plate away from you.
I know. I had a bowl.
You may have had a few spoonfuls, but we had to drag it away from you.
That's not. I had two scoops and said, quick, take it away.
I'll
eat the whole thing. No, that's not.
After the first one, you both offered to buy you your own bowl.
No, I handcuffed myself to that bowl. Yeah, okay. It was amazing, though.
Yeah, I started off with the bowl, and by the time Laurie was finished with it, I had a cup. But it was excellent. And
that's true.
Hey, I offered you one of my sliders, but, you know, you were okay with what you had left.
Well, yeah, speaking of that, Brian, we were trying to just eat something light, and Brian, he ends up getting, what'd you get, like three sliders and like three tons of French fries?
Platter of French fries.
Yeah,
which Laurie
helped me eat also when I left most of the plate there.
I was dipping in that too, yeah.
Yes.
I help myself with people's plates. I think it's a big family thing. When you have a big family, you tend to just reach over to everybody else and kind of grab what they're eating. And, you know, you lose your manners sometimes. You just start taking other people's plates.
Laurie, you've got to be careful, Laurie. You're losing your moniker of someone that is of bling.
Oh, I know. Well, I know. But, you know, when you're with friends, you can start. I love to share. I'm a share. I went to kindergarten. I learned well.
No, because you've been hanging out with me, Brian.
Share too.
I don't know if I told you that when I came home, you know, and I told my wife that I met you guys, you know, just for a quick snack, and that you'd given me a cake. We were eating dinner, and she's like, I was trying to do something. I wanted to do something, and she's like, get the cake. Aren't you going to get the cake? Because I had left the cake in the car. She just kept bugging me to get the cake.
but say what she did, how she was like, she's not one for real fancy cakes and stuff, but she loved it.
Oh, yeah, we love pound cake. And what did I call you? When did I call you? Right after we had it. And what did I tell you that we love to do with pound cake? Toast it in the toaster. That's the low-fat version. Or put it in a pan with butter.
Oh, amazing.
Little
vanilla
ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Keep it simple. No fancy ice cream, just plain old vanilla. Even the Walmart brand.
You guys talk about the way I eat. Here you are taking a pound cake, throwing butter in the frying pan, and frying pound cake. Why don't you just throw some bacon on it, too, while you're at it,
Brian? Who made that sandwich with the buttered bread that was fried and then all this, like, barbecue and crap all over it? Let's not talk.
Hey, by the way, too, Brian, thank you for the wine, and I'm going to give you my brief synopsis of the wine. He gave us three bottles of wine, and you know, okay, everybody has their own taste. The first one that we had, where was that from, Laurie? That was from Brussels.
Temecula. It was called Vin, V-I-N.
Where was it from?
Temecula, California.
Oh, Temecula. Well, that one you can keep, Brian.
Well, let me guess. I wanna guess though, because it's funny when we used to carry that wine and sell it. We had some others from Stuart Cellars, which was the, you know, with the producer in Temecula, and I had some jokes from clients about notes of the LA freeway. So did you get any of the LA freeway?
Yeah, well, I'm not a big fan of, what do you call those?
The Tempranillo.
Tempranillo,
yes.
Yeah, those are not my favorites. So that one you can keep. Thank you for the bottle, but we're probably going to either pour it out or give it away. And then the second bottle was, what was that? That was the one from Texas. What is that called, Brian?
Oh, I gave you the La Herencia.
Yep.
Okay.
Another
that
Spanish
delicious
blend.
Good, and actually that had how do you say that again, Tempranillo?
Tempranillo.
Whatever. It had those kind of grapes in it. Now, it was good because it had like a peppery finish. You know, I like my Shiraz and the peppery finish. So that mm-hmm. was a lot better. So that was a keeper. And I had my Calvary Blue Claw when I was drinking that. And then the third one was, where was it from? What was it called?
It was from Austria. It was a Blaufränkisch, the most important red grape in Austria.
Okay.
It was delicious.
It was pretty dull. She says it was delicious. I say it was dull. It reminded me of a Merlot.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You know, everybody's taste buds are different. Yours, of course,
are shot. Yeah, mine are like crazy anyway. Anyway, thank you for the wine. We enjoyed it. And also, wait a minute. And the olive oil.
Olive oil.
You gave us a bottle of olive oil. Now, who makes that olive oil, Brian?
It's produced in Italy in the region of Liguria, right on the Mediterranean. I'm trying to remember the producer's name, but it's a very small production. We get a very limited amount of that every year to sell, and I always get some for myself because I absolutely love it.
It's unbelievable. Very peppery.
Yeah.
Like a pepper in it. What's the pepper taste?
Well, I get black pepper. Laurie told me last night she got white pepper, but, you know, it's, again, everybody's tastes, you know, senses are different.
Well,
but
I'm looking at the bottle,
peppery.
And it's called how do you say it, Frantoi di Sant'Agata.
Frantoio is one of the olives that you would have.
That well, anyway,
in it.
It was
probably a combination of olives in it.
Oh, it was excellent. It was nice seeing you, and thank you for the wine and the olive oil and the good time at the diner. And we were on our way to North Carolina, which I'll get into a little bit later after some of our guests appear here. But we were on our way to North Carolina to meet with Dixie Still and go to their studio in North Carolina for Laurie to do her book, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. So, anyway, Brian, are you actually going to be sticking with us? Because the next people up are the rum cake folks. Do you want to stick on?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, no, I'm here. It's next week that you really will be surprised because I messed up my dates. All right?
Oh,
Bizarre made a mistake. Yes. So next week you will have a guest, and I will not, and I repeat, will not tell you who it is. So get over it. Take the surprise.
He hates surprises.
Right.
I keep telling you.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and bring on our first guest, and it's Lisa's Rum Cake, and they'll be joining us. Lisa's joining us along with her husband, Kelly, and her daughter, Madison. So everyone, hang tight. We'll be right back here in just a couple of minutes.
I'm Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and I'm here to tell you about the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. The versatility of the Big Green Egg is unmatched as a grill, a smoker, and even an outdoor oven. Sear steaks at 800 degrees, slow smoke a perfect slab of ribs, or even bake a crispy pizza or a pecan pie. That's why I cook on the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience.
Yes, go out there and get yourself a Big Green Egg at biggreenegg.com. Punch in your zip code, find a dealer near you. I love my Big Green Egg, and I talked about it last week, and I never got around to it because we traveled. But today, I'm going to make my famous peanut butter banana bacon honey pie. Actually, I've never done it before, but if I do it, it will be famous. And we're going to be doing that on the Big Green Egg. And sorry you're going to miss out on that, Brian. Would you like me to send you a slice in the mail?
It's okay. Lori can send her cake, but you can keep the pie.
Lori can send her cake.
Okay. Speaking of segues and talking about cakes, let's go to our first guest. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're having Lisa's Rum Cake on, and this is a very interesting story. Lisa's Rum Cake is in Arizona, in Gilbert, Arizona. If everything's working right here on the old computer system this morning, we should have Lisa and Kelly and Madison joining us this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Hey. Hi.
Welcome to the show. Well, Lisa, we've been talking about you a little bit at the beginning of the show, and I found out about you guys through the Millionaire Mastermind TV reality show, and I understand you guys are featured by the Millionaire Mastermind, but wanted to have you on to talk about Lisa's Rum Cake, and I've never had these rum cakes before. I've been reading it and kind of like drooling all over the website, looking at all your different cakes that are out there, but you guys have been in the business for what, about 35 years in Arizona? Can you kind of fill in all of our listeners, just let them know a little bit about Lisa's Rum Cake?
Okay, I'm getting ready to celebrate 40 years of making these fabulous rum cakes, all custard-filled.
Wow.
We use an Italian whipped cream icing. They're made with fresh fruit, nothing canned. Comes in my cake factory. They're absolutely delicious. They are non-alcoholic, so they're safe for everyone. And we offer them in so many different flavors that it looks like I'm going to have to ship you some so you can taste it.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Because I'm looking, I've never had custard filled. So it's actually a rum cake that's filled with custard?
Yes, it's Italian. It's a rum cake. It's a yellow cake. And we put rum custard in it. And some of them have fresh fruit. Some of them have mini gourmet chocolate chips. We do a variety of things. We have some new flavors we just came out with. Some of our Chicago clients asked us to do an atomic cake. So we've got, that's one of our newest flavors, and you'll have to check that one out online. That one's unbelievable.
Well, it all sounds delicious. Yeah, it sounds so delicious. I've never had tubby, so we definitely got to get some of that. And by the way, my sidekick, who we call him the Wine Czar, he wasn't supposed to be on the show this morning, but he heard about the rum cake, so he showed up after he heard about that. And I'd say, Brian, have you ever had any rum cake yourself?
I've had rum based cakes. Now, what I was going to ask was, I guess you're flavoring the creams that you use with the rum. Are you also flavoring the base cake that you?
No.
Okay, so it's the rum is all in the cream.
Just the custard only.
In the,
wow.
The custard cream. Only. Yeah. Okay.
Now, you
yeah.
guys
no, they
look,
I'm looking at the website also and drooling. They look delicious. And if you send
yeah,
cakes
look,
to them and they don't
they
send
fantastic.
Some to me, they're going to be in trouble.
They are non-alcoholic.
You sell this cake online and through your website, which, by the way, I'll mention now is lisasrumcake.com. And I understand by reading a little bit about you on your site that Kelly, your husband, got involved in the business about 2007 and kind of streamlined the operation and got you guys going with special packaging and how to produce the cakes to get them to where you could send these delicate handcrafted cakes across the U.S. So, Kelly, how did you get involved
yeah.
in all this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I had a 25-year career in engineering, and all those years Lisa was producing these rum cakes, and I kept telling her, I said, you know, there's a lot of folks that ask about shipping them, and I said, I'm sure it can be done. You know, we just have to do a little engineering. And so I kind of made notes for several years, and eventually we decided, well, maybe we ought to get this serious. And I was kind of burned out on the engineering world at that point. So after thinking about it for another year or two, we decided to dive in and do this. And so that's where I come into play, is taking a fantastic family traditional recipe and putting it into a cake factory setting where, using the right amount of technology, we can deliver this high-quality product all over the U.S.
Cool. And being that it's kind of like in a custard form and delicate and all, I guess that your packaging was probably one of the most difficult things to do. Because I was in the food packaging business, or have been for many years, and trying to ship out products, and that's probably one of the difficult things to do, to ship things across country. So you got it all figured out.
Absolutely. You know, and you're right on with that. That's what took a couple of years to figure out, actually, because as you're well aware, it's kind of difficult. You got to find the right parts and the right pieces, and you got to make sure that if it goes upside down on the conveyors going into the planes, it doesn't get damaged. And but my background was in military type hardware radios and things, and so I knew all about the shake, rattle, and roll problems, and it was really pretty straightforward for me to use that on the cake product. So,
and then you guys from there, I guess the business was booming so much that you needed to open up a new place. And if I understand reading your bio here, in 2009, then your daughters joined forces with you, and you guys opened up your place in Gilbert, and your daughters Lauren, Megan, and Madison join forces. I think Madison, you're there with us now, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
So Madison, you're part of a rum cake generation, I guess the new generation. So you got involved with Mom in like 2009, and what role do you play in the business?
Well, I actually grew up in the bakery when my mom got her start at my grandma's bakery. So I think when I was 7, they officially let me start selling and decorating cakes, but In 2009, we opened here, and I was starting my freshman year at Arizona State University. So I was a marketing student at a business school, as well as working here at the bakery. And I just love it. I get to see my parents every day, and they let me be innovative. Aww. And ideas in here and there. So it's really fun. We have a good time.
Yeah, she's a marketing manager.
She's a marketing manager, you say?
Yeah, she we call her the marketing manager. She's our expertise, because she did get her degree in that. So she fills in all those things that we need somebody to do for us there.
Well, see, Dad, that college education paid off then, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was worth a penny.
He's just glad I got a full ride, so.
There you go. Now, you guys recently introduced, it's basically individual slices of the rum cakes, and it's called Cuts. And can you explain to everybody exactly what that is? And if people, I guess I'm assuming if people want to get different flavors, they can order just slices and get them in, sent to them and delivered to their door?
Yes, I'm going to let Madison introduce those, because the cake cuts are Madison's babies. So I'm going to let her talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have people coming in that loved our cakes, and they were picking up whole cakes, and people kept asking, I wish we could just buy this by the slice. And so I said, you know what, we need to have a single serve option for people that don't want to buy a whole cake, or they aren't having a big party. So we came out with the cake cuts, because a piece of cake and a slice of cake are ordinary, but what we do is extraordinary. So with our cake cuts, we can do different types of flavors, so people can buy an 8-pack online to be shipped to their front door, and they can choose different flavors for each cut. And the fun thing is they serve 1 to 2 people each. They're about equivalent to 2.5 cupcakes in weight. So they're a big of cake. Yeah, so when they're shipping 8, it's really 8 to 16 servings, we tell people.
Well, that's interesting.
Gosh.
So they could actually mix. They can mix and match, kind of like going to the ice cream parlor and picking out different flavors of ice cream. You can pick out different flavors of Lisa's rum cake.
And
it's great. Now, exactly. Lisa, how many different flavors do you have?
We have over 70 we offer.
Wow.
70?
You said 70?
Over 72. Yes.
Oh, wow. I was expecting you to say like 5 or 6, 70 different flavors. So what's some? What's some of the big sellers?
The number one seller that's been the number one seller for 40 years is strawberry rum. It's a yellow cake with my rum custard, with my fresh strawberries and my town whipped cream on top.
Oof. Sounds good.
And we, that one's very good. We have a Neapolitan. It's one of our top sellers. It's a chocolate cake, a yellow cake, and red velvet cake with strawberry French vanilla custard in it. And then we have the atomic cake that's very popular, tuxedo, which is a chocolate cake with vanilla custard with the mini gourmet chocolate chips in it. And then we have our seasonal favorites. We have our caramel apple right now. We have our chocolate pumpkin chip, which is a newer flavor. We have our pumpkin spice. And then we're getting ready in the next month or so. We'll be rolling out all the holiday flavors for Christmas.
Wow, that's amazing. And folks, if you haven't gone to the website, lisasrumcake.com, go there, just look at the photographs of the different slices that they show on their on the rum cake site. It's just like you want to lick your computer screen.
They all look exactly what I'm doing now.
Yeah, people love it too. It's amazing.
How did this? I got contacted by Millionaire Mastermind, and they told me about your product and your company. How did that all come about, and what is that all about?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. One of our clients that was trying out for the show, she decided that she wanted to purchase some cake cuts to bring to the judges when she did her interview, because other people were bringing gifts in, and she told me that she was going to one-up them and send in some Lisa's Rum Cake, and she was sure to get on the show. So how it evolved is the producers and the judges tried it and liked our product and talked to us about being one of the challenges on the show.
Now, is that Miss Ashley Kendrick? Was she the one that lined this up?
No, Ashley Marks Peck is the one that brought the samples in.
Yeah, because Miss Ashley was the one that contacted me, and she's part of, it's called Martin's Masterminds, and I think they're team number 2, and she was the one that contacted me and told me.
Yes.
So what is your play in this whole thing? Because I'm not familiar with the show. What exactly are they doing, and how are they involved with Lisa's Rum Cake?
So the show is like Donald Trump's Apprentice, where they have 24 local real estate agents here from Arizona, and they're competing in a series of different challenges to raise money for charity and learn different skills of entrepreneurship that they can use in their real estate business. So our part in this is we're participating in an online marketing challenge. So the 24 contestants have been divided into 3 teams, and you're familiar with Miss Ashley from Team 2. So each team is creating a different online marketing campaign and just trying to help bring Lisa's Rum Cake some exposure. So we have a variety of products on the website under TMMAZ category where people can purchase any of those products, and we'll give a portion of the proceeds back to charity.
Oh, that's really cool. And this is all being on television, sometime early next year?
Yeah, we're hoping January is when the show will air, but we're not for sure. And the host of the show is Katrina Campin. She's super sweet, and she was a former contestant on The Apprentice. So it's fun to have someone like her come in and host the show for us, and we're really excited to see how it plays out.
Yeah, I see you guys got quite a bit of exposure because of the show. I believe you were on CNN yesterday.
Yes, we had an article that actually Team 1 posted. So each team is bringing us something different and exciting every single day.
Very interesting. Well, let's go back to the rum cake. So what are your future plans? Are you going to be opening up other operations, franchising, or anything like that with Lisa's Rum Cake?
I was going to ask her that question. She's going to branch out.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case. At this point, we're looking at all the options, and you know, we know that the product will go far and wide. We've had people in all 50 states that have ordered this and tried it, and we haven't found anybody that doesn't like the product. So I'm sure we can take it just as far as it makes sense to go, and it's just a matter of timing for us to work our way there.
Well, I'm looking forward to trying out the cake, and everyone, again, make sure you check out Lisa's Rum Cake.com and go buy some of their what they call cuts, which That's the way I'd like to get it. That way you can get all different flavors and try out all 70 flavors if you'd like. And Lisa, Kelly, Madison, we really appreciate you joining us today on the show, and good luck with the continued business success and what you're doing there on Millionaire Mastermind, and keep us posted.
Okay, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And make sure that you keep me on the line. Make sure you keep me on the line after so we can get your address.
All right, sounds good. We'll let you know after the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, there you go. Check out the website. Sounds delicious. I've never heard of custard-filled rum cakes before, so I'm kind of intrigued about it. I want to try that out, and sounds delicious. I'm going to take another quick break, and we'll be bringing on our next guest here in a few minutes. We're going to talk about where we were this week, and then we'll be bringing on our guest. Everyone hang tight. We'll play a little bit of Bittersweet Machines called Breathing Again. I'm going to take a breath myself, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes. Team for turning us on to Lisa's Rum Cake, and looking forward to seeing that show. And we mentioned a little while ago, Brian, we were on our way to North Carolina, and I want to put a little plug in here for a couple people, but we went to Dixie Still, that they're to their studio in North Carolina, just outside of Gastonia, North Carolina, so that Laurie could do her audiobook version of her new children's book series, which is myhappybooks.com. And, yep, she's a recording star now. She's actually within the studio and recording her book, so she did an excellent job, by the way.
Aww. I'm sure she did.
Yeah, we're looking forward to getting the audio. It was a lot of fun. And the Dixie Still people, Matt and Holly and Chris, were fantastic. They took us into their studio. The studio has been there for over 30 years. It's part of the family, and they helped us out on doing that. And it was exciting to see Laurie sitting there with her little earphones on with the big microphone.
So. Reading away. I had so much fun. They are amazing. The nicest people.
They are the nicest people. And speaking of that, too, when we were there, we ate at a restaurant called Tavern 24, which was Matt's favorite restaurant. And, Brian, have you ever had potato cakes that are fried in the pan using panko breadcrumbs?
Yeah, I haven't had them quite that way, but I've had them rolled in breadcrumbs. You know, it was like, you know, mashed potatoes rolled in breadcrumbs.
I want to roll myself in panko. I do. I love panko so much. These potato cakes, I got two of them. I was very good. I took one, cut it in half, and ate it, and gave the rest away. But they were so fluffy with those pankos. Oh, my. And the potato was stuffed with a cheddar cheese. Oh, heavenly.
Yeah, but tell them about your burger.
My burger? There was nothing to tell. Bacon? Like, where's the beef? Where's the bacon? I asked for bacon. Yes. And I look at Grilly, and I'm like, I feel really bad. I said, I lift it up, and I'm like, there's no bacon. He goes, you want to say something? I'm like, no, I'll just eat it. It's okay. It's got the cheese. I'm fine. I'm eating it. And all of a sudden, I'm halfway through the burger, and I'm like, what the heck is that? I taste bacon. I looked underneath the bottom part. It was like a little pile of crunched up, looked like bacon bits, but I guess it was bacon. Sprinkle. I mean, a sneeze size of sprinkled bacon in the middle. I barely tasted it, but that's okay.
Hey, Brian. Brian, she looked at me, yeah. And she goes, you would think with what we're paying here, they could at least give me a full slice of bacon.
Wait. But wait, was the burger
that's
good
what
regardless?
Brian
was
the
burger good?
No.
I mean, was the burger good?
It was good.
I mean, okay, and Tavern 24, I hope you're not listening, but I was not really impressed with my burger either. I got some special ultimate burger, and it really wasn't that ultimate. But it wasn't bad. It just wasn't.
Right. I mean, it was just the right.
It was okay. The nachos were good. We had nachos before. They were good, but burger.
But the potato cakes made up for it. Oh, yeah, me too. I have to say, I've never had one like that. Never. Oh, my gosh.
You realize what you two have just done. You've joined the ranks of my world. You've now pissed some people off.
I know. And I wasn't going to go there, but to be perfectly honest, I mean, it wasn't bad. It's not like, I mean, I would go there again. I just wouldn't order the burger. Anyway.
I hope Dixie Stills is not listening.
I know. I know, Matt, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I know it's your favorite place. But everything else was good. And by the way, too, I was drinking wine and eating nachos. And, you know, you've heard the old saying about wine and cheese go together. Well, I actually dropped the cheese in my wine, so it truly went together. Wine and cheese was mixed in the glass. But anyway, it was a good outing. We had fun with the Dixie Still people. They are super duper people. They are the best.
They're going to be famous.
Yes,
talent.
They have a song that's called Getting Ready to Rain, which I really love, and I'm going to actually probably play that next week on the show. But I told them that they're getting ready to rain in on the country music scene, and REIN, and they are excellent, and looking forward to. I think they're going to be superstars, and thank you very much for letting us use your studio. And I'm going to play one of their songs, and then we're going to come back, and I guess Saber Ricci is supposed to be calling in next, hopefully. So I'm going to play a little Dixie Still, and then we'll be back with the Chef to the Stars. So here's Dixie Still, and this is one of my favorite songs. I've played it before on the show numerous times, actually. It's called Dark Horse. Everyone hang tight. We'll be right back. course, we thank them again for their hospitality this week. And we don't have Saberici yet, so hopefully we'll get her on the phone here in a couple of minutes. But speaking about pissing people off, Brian, Brian just does all by himself. But you went to some rib shack or something. Was that last night and you were sending me photographs?
Yeah, I went to a place. I was coming down. Let's talk about pissing people off. I was pissed off yesterday because I went to do an event for a client. It's a small little natural food store, you know, one of these places that sells, you know, all kinds of natural remedies and organic food, and, you know, and these people walk in and they think that they, you know, they found the fountain of youth. Well, I can't figure out why they don't get it that wine is good for you, because we set up a table right there on the porch. It's actually a cute little shop, and there's you know, it's like an old house, and there's a front porch, and we set up a table right on the porch. It was a beautiful day. I'm right there in everybody's face. They walk up the steps. Hi, how are you? Would you like to taste some wine? And they just sort of, half of them don't even make eye contact with you. Half of them say hi and just walk in the door and don't say anything. And I'm like, okay, why bother? So I was pissed off. So then on the way home, I stopped off in Fredericksburg.
Hey, wait, time out. You aren't wearing my Brilliant Ideas Radio T-shirt when you're doing these things and pissing people off, are you?
No. I'm wearing it today. I'm wearing it right now.
Nobody can see you today. Well, that's the good news. Okay, so you went to Fredericksburg and you went to this rib place.
So, yeah, it was called Shane's Rib Shack. I've seen it a million times because I do business in Fredericksburg and I drive past it, and I stopped off at the Wawa to go to the bathroom. Sometimes things happen. And, I'm like, you know what, I really need to go check this place out. So, honestly, it wasn't bad. But, you know, what do you expect? It's, you know, it's like a small chain. The guy's got, apparently, you know, a bunch of them, you know, spread out. They started out in Georgia, I guess. But I think I took a picture of my bill and said
yeah, you did. You're big. Yeah, like 17
like
bucks
17
or something.
$17 for barbecue. But you saw the picture, the portion. The portion was big.
Yeah.
I mean,
it wasn't the size.
It was generous, and in hindsight, I should have, because there were a lot of options. I did like a two meat thing, and I don't know why they had I guess for the kids, chicken fingers, chicken wings, which I don't, you know. I'm thinking barbecue. I want ribs. I want pulled pork. I want brisket. But they had a half chicken. The ribs were supposed to be four ribs, and then they had barbecue chicken. I'm thinking, okay, well, I'll get the barbecue chicken because I can't eat a half a chicken. I'll take it home anyway. But the barbecue chicken was chopped up breast meat, you know, barbecue with barbecue sauce. So that was kind of, you know, a little bit of a mistake. It was okay, but as you saw this morning, I repurposed it into hash.
Yeah, I saw that you made it into hash. You know, I'm just sitting here thinking, people are going to get nervous with us coming into their restaurants. But we, you know, remember Siskel and Ebert, the guys who did the movie? They would do the two thumbs up, two thumbs down. We could do restaurant critics, and we could be like two pork butts up or two pork butts down. Or.
But look, you know what? It didn't have the depth of flavor of the place that I went to that was owned by Tuffy Stone. You know, the price was similar. But I'm figuring that's kind of more what I expect from, you know, what I paid, and I should have gotten more at Q Barbecue. So, okay, again, I pissed off the Q Barbecue people. So, I mean, I'll try this place again. I guess won't get the chopped, you know, the chopped chicken.
They're going to run us out of places if we keep this up. But
come back,
hey.
Shane. Come back.
Come back, Shane. Well, we do not have our next guest. Oh, boy. And I don't have Sunblessed to go track her down because Sunblessed is doing her Harvest Festival out there in California today, and she's been busy as a bee without a hive. So I guess a bee without a hive wouldn't be really busy. But anyway, Laurie, you have
yes.
some interesting little tidbits of food information that you were reading to me this morning that I found very intriguing. And if you've got those on your computer and scroll.
I do. And scroll,
why don't
scroll,
we do,
scroll.
Why don't we do that? We've got like 10 minutes or so before our singer guest comes on. So scroll, and tell us something we don't know.
Okay. Some 60 interesting facts I found. The oldest evidence of soup is from 6,000 B.C., and it calls for hippopotamus and sparrow meat. Can you imagine?
Can you get one of those
right
on the big green egg?
Can you get on the big green egg?
The sparrow would fall through, and the hippopotamus would break the green egg.
I mean, it just cracks me up. Hippopotamus and sparrow. Now, that had to be some caveman or something who was walking along and he saw a hippo and he shot it with his bow and arrow, threw it like rock at him or whatever, and killed the hippopotamus. And maybe it fell on, I don't know, maybe it fell on a sparrow and then he made soup. I
yeah.
don't know.
And made soup. I know.
It fell at the
You
it
guys find that a lot
funnier
than I did. I was kind of blown away, but I didn't find it as funny as you guys do. But I'm just laughing the way you're laughing. So here's another good one, number two. Pringles once had a lawsuit. Are you sure we didn't talk about this on the air? I don't know why I remember this.
Oh,
one.
I don't know. What do you get ready to tell?
Pringles once had a lawsuit where they were trying to prove that they weren't really potato chips because they were made of corn and the potato content was very low.
I guess they won.
Wait, who? The people that were suing Pringles or Pringles? I would say that Pringles was, you know, was probably not much potato chip. But hey, do you remember what I told you about the Pringles can?
Yep.
Yes, I do.
You know what? You got to be fair to me. You have to describe the travel care package that I gave you.
Well,
we're
going to
take a picture,
a photo of
it.
Okay,
it
had six round slots where
you
could put
you did
like wine
it.
Bottles
you did post
in it.
The picture? Okay.
He's going to post
it.
Yes,
we're
going to
post
it
on Facebook. And by the way, speaking of Pringles, and I heard, I don't know if it's probably not true. I heard this story that the guy was actually a long time ago in the tennis ball business, and he had all these containers left over. And then so that's how he came up with the idea, and he had got somebody delivering potatoes and whatever junk they put in there. And they made them to fit the extra tennis ball cans that he had left over. So I don't know if that's a true story or not.
I don't know. It's not. I like that.
I don't like.
It's our story.
I don't
we'll
like
stick
Pringles.
To it.
Well, but it was so funny because you guys were like talking about how you needed to have a little snack and you were going to go stop off and get some Lay's potato chips. And I said, well, if you had a can of Pringles, you could put it in one of the slots.
And use it as a carry-on with the wine and the glasses. Yep.
And carry it around with you. And then you made some comment about Pringles, which, of course, I actually agreed with you because I don't think they are potatoes.
Nope.
I don't know. I don't think they are either. Okay, Laurie, what's number three?
Mostly corn. Okay, number three. Listen to this one. And my famous pound cake one day. Pound cake got its name from its original recipe, which actually called for a pound of butter, eggs, sugar, and flour each.
Huh.
Can you imagine how much that
was?
Yeah,
I was going to say, I think your recipe has that in it, doesn't it?
About that. Oh, and listen, Dixie Stills, Matt actually caught when I brought them some pound cakes too, mini pound cakes, and he said, "This is how do you say it? This is dangerous." He goes,
"Yeah, this stuff,
killing
it.
It's seriously
dangerous."
Yep.
Hey,
I
have a newsflash. I've been watching Facebook while we're talking, and someone that we know just commented on the picture I just posted with me with the Brilliant Ideas shirt. I took a selfie. You know, I don't do selfies, but I took a selfie. And he's like,
how can I get this shirt? Well, I will say to that guy, if he's listening, if you were listening to the show when we said, please call the show, we're going to give anybody that wants to call the show a shirt. So he lost his opportunity. Maybe we're going to have to start selling Brilliant Idea shirts, because it's starting to get around and everybody's like hitting the like on the shirt.
All right. Well, I see the post on Facebook. So, okay, Michael Harris, I'm talking to you. If you want a shirt, all you got to call right now is 714-242-5272.
You have 10 seconds.
5272.
Call in, and I'll give you one of these cool Green Ideas T-shirts. Even though Brian doesn't make them look as good, you can get one of those for yourself. So call in Michael Harris if you'd like to get one. He's going to listen to the show later, and he's going to go, oh, man.
Yep.
Well,
anyway.
You got to be in it to win it, right?
That's right. Come on, Michael, call in. All right, Laurie, go to whatever one we were on, number five.
Number four, listen to this. Ripe cranberries will actually bounce like rubber bands. Can you imagine throwing cranberries around? I might do that.
Oh, I like that idea. You guys want to come for Thanksgiving? I want to see if they bounce off a grillion.
All right, number five.
An average ear of corn has an even number of rows, usually 16. Start counting your rows of corn.
Oh, God. I'll admit I'm obsessive when it comes to eating corn. I eat them by the row, but do you think that I actually count how many rows there are?
No, but we're going to have to now. I bet a lot of people are going to start counting rows of corn.
Definitely.
Thanks a lot, Lori.
Consuming dairy may cause acne.
No, I knew that. I used to have acne really bad, and I was told by the doctor that not to eat any chocolate and stay away from milk products, and he was right. When I stopped doing that, the acne didn't go away, but it was better. Huh?
Now wait a second.
If
you eat really dark chocolate, there's really not much dairy in it, and you can get actually dairy-free chocolate.
Really?
Why do we have to stop eating chocolate?
I don't know. This is when I was like 16 years old.
I wouldn't stop eating chocolate for anything.
16 years old, all we had was Hershey's bars back then. They didn't have the dark chocolate and all the stuff. Nestle Quick.
I didn't eat it. I don't like
all right, number
anyway,
whatever we're on.
Seven. Most wasabi consumed is not real wasabi, but colored horseradish. I knew that too.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Interesting. Well, how would you know anyway? Is there a way of knowing? Did it say in your little article? I mean, how do you know if you eat in real
artificial
wasabi or not? Check into that.
Wasabi root is actually different than horseradish. So.
Okay.
Thank
Number
you. Eight. Excuse the line bar. Central Appalachia's tooth decay problem is referred to as the Mountain Dew mouth due to the beverage's popularity in that region. The Central Appalachia's tooth decay problem.
That's very interesting. I used to drink a lot of Mountain Dew back in the day when I was two-ton hairy, but it'll add the pounds, and I guess it would rot your teeth if you drank it all the time.
Apples belong to the rose family, as do the pears and plums.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Neither did I.
And down below, there's another article about cherries, which belong to the rose family, so I'll just give you the heads up. Oklahoma's state vegetable is the watermelon.
Whose?
Oklahoma.
Where the watermelon rolls down the street.
The watermelon.
Listen to this one. This is surprising. One of the most popular pizza toppings in Brazil is, do you know this?
In Brazil?
Grilled meat.
Yep. You would think, take another guess. It's a vegetable.
A vegetable?
Jalapeno.
Green peas.
Green peas?
It's the most popular topping for pizza in Brazil. There you go.
Well, I guess I'm not eating pizza in Brazil. I'm so tired of the
the toppings that people come up with for pizza. You know,
just give me pepperoni and I'm good to go.
Oh no!
Yeah.
No, I hate pepperoni.
I gotta have pepperoni. Oh, I gotta have it.
Oh no, I hate pepperoni.
Oh, I love it.
So it, back to, you said Brazil. Wait a minute, back to that. Brazil and
Brazil.
They put green peas on their pizza.
It's the most favorite topping in Brazil for pizza.
Wow, in the valley of the pizza. Ho, ho, ho.
Green science.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Number 12, about 70% of olive oil being sold is not actually pure olive oil. Brian?
I knew that.
Of course not.
I figured you would take charge of that.
I'm only curious to know how much olive oil we have that's commercial that doesn't have petroleum fuel in it. I mean,
oh, you should see my next
slide.
Probably for next week. I'll save that. Oh my gosh, some of these things I got.
A lot of mixed in, you know, other oils, vegetable oils.
Petroleum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, petroleum. Yeah.
Now, yeah. I know. Most of us will know this, but real aged balsamic vinegar actually costs anywhere from $75 to $400 or more.
Yep. But I'll tell you a trick. If you wanna have something that's like an aged balsamic, mm-hmm. you can do it two different ways. Well, one is you can take and pour balsamic vinegar, inexpensive, and in a pot. And cook it low heat, low and slow, you know, like the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And you just oxidize it a little bit. So you burn off some stuff, and
mm-hmm.
it gets a little bit thicker. And it's almost in a way like, you know, a little bit syrupy. It's almost in a way like a little bit more like an aged balsamic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a very interesting
Or you can just let it. You can just let it aerate over time. It's not, you know, it's not the quality of aged, but I do balsamic reductions, you know, where, you know, you've probably seen pictures of, you know, stuff that I do when I have like this thick black stuff on it.
Those are reductions
where I just reduce it down. And
mm-hmm.
most of the time aged balsamic is a lot, you know, a lot thicker because it's, you know, it's been aging for a long time and it oxidizes and therefore, you know, gets a little thicker as it, you know, as it dehydrates also.
All right. Hey, Professor Bazalek, are you done?
No.
Is our caller calling in?
But you'll shut me up anyway, so.
You guys were boring me. I'd heard enough of that. Anyway, I guess we're going to take a break here. I don't think that Saber is calling in. I think our next guest is calling in. So we're going to switch gears. Thank you, Laurie. Now, you went through, what, 12, so you still got like 48 left in case we need you
uh-huh.
later.
Actually, it was 13, so we're on 14. I'll stop at 14.
Okay. All right. Our next guest is Jessica Donder. She's a singer. Actually, she's from Massachusetts, but I think she's in Nashville now. We're going to take a quick break, play a little bit of Jessica Donder's music. This first song I'm going to play is called Poison Ivy. And we'll be back to talk to Jessica. I don't know where Saber is, but we'll find her somewhere. Everyone hang tight. We'll be right back.
Control, she tore right in like a wrecking ball.
our next guest, and I said her name completely wrong, and she's probably going to shoot me. That's Jessica Dondero, and she should be joining us on the phone right now. Good afternoon, or wherever you are. I guess you're in Nashville, so good morning, Jessica.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today.
It's Jessica Dondero, correct?
Yep, it's Jessica Dondero.
All right, I'm sorry. I was looking at it wrong, and I thought it was Donder with, and I thought it was like the like a zero there, but it's Dondero. I'm sorry. Anyway,
oh, no, you're totally fine. Sometimes
thank
the
you.
Emails they come up without the O on it, so you're all good.
Yeah, that's what it was. The email had it wrong, but then when I punched in everything and I looked at the music, I'm like, wait, there's an O there. So anyway, I'm sorry, but thank you for joining us. And you're in Nashville, right?
I am, yeah. I'm from Kingston, Massachusetts, and I've been living in Nashville for about 2 years now. So.
Well, great. So you're a country music singer from Massachusetts, which doesn't happen that often, does it?
No, I mean, actually, you'd be surprised. It's you know, you move to Nashville thinking you're going to just meet everyone from the South, and you kind of just find all the people from the New England area, and you all kind of meet together, and it's pretty cool.
So what does Jessica do in Nashville? Are you playing like at coffee shops, bars, or anything special over there in Nashville?
Yeah, definitely all of the above. I do a lot of the writer rounds. So we just kind of get together with other people that you write with. And there's a lot of different venues in good old Nashville. And there's coffee shops, there's bars, even ice cream shops now are holding places for people to come play their music. So it's a really good opportunity. It's awesome. It's really fun.
So how long have you been in the country music scene?
I actually found, I feel like I found country music. I started writing when I was about 18, and just all of the songs that made the most sense to me were the ones that were written in the country format. So it's been a couple years now that I've kind of found my way through the country scene.
And you're enjoying it and having a ball out there in Nashville. I don't know if you've heard a lot of people out there in the country music scene. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, it's awesome down here. But
by the way, people, you can find more about Jessica, too, on jessicadondero.com. She's got a website, kind of a blog thing there, too, with lots of her music. So you're on a food show, and you know I'm going to have to ask you a food question. So what do you like there in Nashville? Do you hang out at barbecue joints, or what do you do there in Nashville as far as food goes?
I mean, the barbecue here is really, really good. There's a couple different kind of local places that do, like, they smoke all the barbecue outside, and I don't even know how it works. I'm so not the best foodie type of person. You know, I'm from, like, the North. I'm Italian, so, of course, I like the Italian traditional foods. But, yeah, there's some good finds down here for sure.
Well, don't feel bad, because I actually do a lot of grilling, and I don't know how it works either. I just put it in that thing, and it smokes it and cooks it.
Don't listen to him. He's really good. Whatever tastes good, right?
That's right. All right, let's play another one of your songs. And the next one I want to play is called Don't Strike Twice. Now, what's that song about?
So I went to a co-write, and I just kept hearing this phrase, lightning don't strike twice. So I brought that into a co-write, and we kind of formed it into this song about meeting someone, and there's this good chemistry, and you might not get that again tomorrow or whatever it may be. So you kind of just have to take the opportunity while you have it, and this is what the song's about.
Oh, it's kind of like love at first sight.
That's me with you.
Yeah, I knew Laurie was going to say that. I'll be just waiting for her to say that. Yes, it is, Laurie. All right, we're going to play the song Don't Strike Twice, and we'll be back to talk to Jessica. Everyone, hang tight. Be right back.
Sharing drinks around the fire, watching the flames grow.
Jessica Dondero and her song Don't Strike Twice, and we have Jessica joining us on the show. And Jessica, talking about food, have you ever had a banana peanut butter bacon and honey pie?
No, but that sounds really delicious. Is that one of your specialties?
Well, it's something I've invented.
We'll find out.
We're going to find out. I haven't had it either. We actually made a similar concoction, and we put it in tin foil and cooked it on the grill a couple weeks ago, and it was delicious. And I said, you know what? We should make this into a pie. So I'm going to be trying out. I just wonder. I think I'm going to use it, ask people from now on if they've ever had it, and see if anyone ever lies to me and tells me, yes, they have.
You can catch them in a good lie then.
That's right. So what are your big plans coming up for the next few months there in Nashville?
Just getting back into the studio. I'm writing a lot of new stuff. Some of it's pop, some of it's country. So I'm just demoing out a lot of different songs and kind of zoning in on which ones I want to cut and eventually release an EP. So that's the next kind of project circulating around here in Nashville.
And if people want to find, they find you, they can find, like I said, on jessicadondero.com. She's got a place there where she's got some of her music. And we want to thank you for joining us today on the show. And good luck. I'm going to play your last song at the end of the show because it's so long. Is it actually 7.5 minutes long?
No, it's not. It's the way that it got playing. It ends after like 3 minutes, and it's just like,
oh,
it's just nothing. So you can just stop playing it right after.
I was gonna play it, and I thought, my God, that'll be half my show. So I'll put it at the end because we got your files late, so I hadn't had a chance to listen to the music. I only heard one of them, so I'm like,
yeah, you're
7.5 minutes.
Intricate.
It's like reading a novel.
I'm not that talented.
Well, Jessica, thank you for joining us, and good luck out there in Nashville. If you cut your CD or anything, let us know. You're always welcome to come back, and we'll send you some of that special banana, peanut butter, bacon, and honey pie.
Yes. Please do. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Later.
Take care.
Take care.
All right. We're almost out of time. Well, not really. We got 14 minutes. Someone called. I don't know if it was Saber Ricci or if it was Michael Harris, but somebody was calling, but then they hung up. So right after I said the banana, peanut butter, bacon, and honey pie, they hung up. So I don't know who
they
that was.
You pissed someone else off. Talk about being on my dark side now. You're on my dark side now.
Oh,
hey,
well,
Laurie.
Oh, Brian.
Yeah.
Hey,
you're
Laurie.
Wait a minute. Who's on first? What's on second? Are you talking to Laurie? Or am I talking to you?
Well, you can talk to me, but you know I won't listen.
That's true.
At least Laurie will listen to me.
Absolutely.
What do you want to tell Laurie?
I wanted to tell Laurie that I was just looking at where Kingston, Mass is, where she's from. And you would probably love this because it's halfway between Boston and Cape Cod, right on the water.
Oh,
and
I would love that.
Those are the kind of little towns I know we both talked about. That's where we're going to retire, somewhere on the water. You know?
Yep.
So.
Gotta have sunset.
Yeah.
That's your.
And didn't we have a guest not too long ago that originated in Massachusetts somewhere, and now she's living in Nashville, and she won some big award for country music in Massachusetts. So it seems like there's a lot of migration from the north to, to the country music mecca of the world, Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, in fact, J.C. Dawn, who I think, if I'm not mistaken, she actually represents Jessica, I believe, and I believe that's where JC's from, is from Massachusetts. I have to double check my facts, but I believe you're right. And there was somebody else too. So yeah, maybe Massachusetts is a new breeding ground for country music. I don't know.
Well, I think we've all agreed, in the past that, no matter how many genres of music there are out there, country music seems to be a constant all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing that you'll find everywhere. Whereas maybe you might not find a jazz station or a classical station in some places, but you're always bound to find a country station, even before rock and roll, in some areas.
America's music. By the way, on another note, just noticing our buddy, Mr. Bill, William Horn, I love him, because the whole time during the show, he's always commenting about what we're saying about on the show. So thank you, Mr. Bill. I see all your posts on Facebook about green peas on pizza and some of your other things. But it's always nice to know at least somebody's listening, and he's always commenting on the Facebook page.
Well,
he's
tell him to call supporter. And he'll give him a T-shirt.
You what?
There you go.
I said, tell him to call. Give him a T-shirt.
Yeah, I know. Maybe you should. We got 10 minutes left. Hey, Mr. Bill, if you're listening, which we know you are because you're posting on our Facebook page, it looks like Michael Harris is not going to. So, hey, since you're our stalker today, you want to call in and get a free T-shirt.
Yep.
We love talking to you, Mr. Bill. I mean,
yes, we do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, looks like...
So you were talking to me. You were about to talk to me when I wanted to talk to Laura.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. I was just going to ask you if I understood my story straight here. You will not be here next week?
I will not, and I have arranged for guests.
Okay.
And you will be very comfortable with this person, but I can't tell you who it is. I'm not going to send you someone that's going to piss you off. He needs to stay surprised. You need to stay surprised.
Okay. Well, I can't
Okay. That's when you know he's not happy. Okay.
Look, how long have we been friends? You don't trust me by now?
Well, too long. I don't know how long.
I shouldn't ask that question because you never trust me.
I trust you, Brian. You know that.
Well, then trust Lori, who trusts me.
Anybody that carries around a satchel of knives like you do, I have to distrust you a little bit. So we've talked about that before.
I only carry my knives around for special occasions.
Yeah, I know, and I was there.
And, you know, being around you is a special occasion. I'm surprised I didn't bring him to the diner the other day. I mean,
hey,
I should have.
Guess what? I think Mr. Bill's calling in.
Yay!
Let's see.
Good.
Mr. Bill, is that you?
Yes, it is. Good morning from California.
Yay!
Good morning, Mr. Bill.
Good morning.
How are you?
So far, so good. Just watching the chickens run around and the grandkids running around chasing the chickens. But other than that, same old, you know, Saturday morning.
Well, first of all, Mr. Bill, you get a free T-shirt. What size do you wear?
I'm like you, 6'2" and big.
6'2" you need the XXXL like me.
I don't know. It's a XXXL, but maybe XXL. Yeah. I'm a big boy.
It depends on how much wine, right?
It depends on how much wine. If he's drank a lot of wine, then he needs the XXXXL. And then if he hasn't, then he needs, like, you know, a size less. That's all.
Hey, Brian, I live out here in Gallo Country. But yes, I drink a lot of wine.
Well, of course, I know you do.
I'm out there on the walnut farm.
Yeah, I think we should make some walnut wine. Well, they already do that. It's called Nocello.
It's called Nocino or Nocino or something like that.
Nocello.
I made Glimmercello, but I didn't make Nocello. And yet, I got 20 acres of walnut trees here.
Yeah,
Hey, Mr. Bill, are you going to... Two things I want to ask you. First of all, are you going to make a pizza with some green peas? Is that on the agenda for the next few days?
Well, do something for me. Would you take a big, big, deep breath and hold it?
And don't stop holding it.
Yeah, don't stop holding it.
Oh, my. Green peas?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
All right, here's the other question. Hey, are you going to still be doing some more of your, what do they call those video blogs? Are you going to be doing any more blogs?
Yes, I do them all the time.
Well, I haven't seen the latest one. Are you posting them on Facebook?
I haven't either.
Sometimes I post them on Facebook. Half the time I just post them on YouTube.
YouTube?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where can they find that on YouTube? Because I'm telling you, I watched the first three that you did, and I truly, and I'm saying this honestly, I truly, truly enjoyed them. I told you, you're a man who has a lot of stories, It's like, guys, if you want to get like some good night bedtime stories, go listen to his blog. Where can they find your blog?
Bill Horn.
William Horn.
It's under my Facebook. I think it's got 104 or 106 videos of mine in there, I think.
Really?
I'm on your Facebook page right now, and yes, hang on. It's in the photos, and I think there's videos also.
I loved it. Me and Brilliant sat there, right, and we just were like, I love this guy. You're like, I know. I mean, I just am fascinated with your life. It's amazing.
Yeah, he
I'm
does
like,
have
oh
an
gosh,
interesting life. Well, everybody, check him out on Facebook because you can find him there. It's William Horn, and he's got the videos. They're very entertaining, and I was amazed some of the things you said in your videos, the ones that I saw about you being involved in the adult video business and et cetera, et cetera. But I'm not gonna steal the thunder. People need to go listen to your videos and just find out all about Mr. Bill.
Actually, a few of them I put under private.
Oh, okay.
You'll send those to us privately, right?
Yeah,
send them privately.
All right, well, Mr. Bill, I'm going to send you a T-shirt, and thank you for calling in, and keep those videos rolling. We appreciate your support.
Yeah, I listen to you guys.
Most radio
shows,
they tell you to hang on the line, and we'll get your address.
Okay. Yeah, we know his address. We know how to get in touch with him. All right, Mr. Bill, take care.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Okay, Brian, Lori, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're almost out of time here, and I got to play this 7.5-minute song, which actually isn't 7.5 minutes. Guys, Brian, I'll miss you next week, but I'm looking forward to the secret host, so enjoy whatever you're doing next week. And did you want to add anything before we go?
You will love him. Just have a great weekend, guys. It was great to see you during the week.
Same
here. It was a nice change of pace. Don't be surprised if I show up on your doorstep either the last weekend in October or the first weekend in November. Maybe we'll do the show on site together.
Oh my gosh, look, Lori, we have something planned both those weekends. Lori, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Nope,
of course not. All right, guys, check out our other shows. Tomorrow night we have Albert, the Untamed Chef, and Tuesday we have our good buddy John Dilley and Deaf Conversations. And if you're looking for Chef Christo on Wednesdays, you're not going to find him. He's taking a hiatus for a little bit. He's got a couple projects he's working on, but he will be back. And then I'm actually working with a couple more people that I should be bringing on, I think, next Sunday. We're going to have two more shows line up on Great Ideas Radio if I get this all worked out. So thank you for joining us each and every Saturday. Check out the other shows. Everyone have a nice weekend. I'm going to play Jessica Dondero's song called Steel. We will see you next Saturday, except for Brian.
Cheers, guys.
Bye-bye.
Get in now, two steps and put in front of the other, 3 days until we clear the haze ahead. I don't know when the clouds are clear, but I refuse to go on in fear. For the moment of it, I can say I'm hanging here. Tomorrow we can run. Tomorrow we can run away. Tomorrow we'll be here. Who can see it? run away. As long as I will be here, who can say? I'm not afraid to fall, afraid to feel. After all this heart is cut from,